there wouldn't be enough of it then.
Yeah.
And another thing, if you happen to have a cow that had a little, maybe something the matter with it, see, it wasn't there, so.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to put a child on a certain cow's milk, you better have her tested, and you better keep her up where you can feed her.
Uh-huh.
And know what she's eating. So.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of that ragweed business. I wonder if that's what's wrong with my daughter.
Well, it's a little early for them yet, but you take cattle running out on the pasture. Ragweeds, they'll eat them. But they sure as a dickens.
Do they make the milk taste?
Yeah, it tastes like a dickens, it does.
Uh-huh. Huh.
I'll never forget my oldest daughter, though. When we moved to Oregon, why, she was just 6 weeks old. While we was out there about 3 years, she just loved milk, but she'd never seen a cow, see. We was in town. Come back on the farm, went out to milk, don't you see? She'd come out there watching some milk, you see. And that night, you know, I'd give her some milk. She says, I don't want nothing out of that whole finger. And she never drank milk since. She didn't want nothing out of that whole finger.
Now she knows.
She just quit the milk business right straight off the rail. Didn't make a difference if her brother drank it and we drank it. Just, she didn't want none of it.
Where'd you live in Oregon?
Springfield. That's right on the edge of Eugene.
Oh, my dad's in Portland. He's been there for, 15 years, I guess.
Yeah, Portland. We was about 60 miles south of Portland yesterday.
Uh-huh. Eugene was nice. I haven't seen it since, I saw it first in 43. I guess that's the last time I've seen it.
They say it's a good old creation. Of course, Springfield and Eugene's all one town out there. Now, I think they still have two different city setups, but it's all one town. It's
just a sign that separates the two.
Yeah.
In 42, when I was there, they were just logging off the last of the timber around Eugene. It looked rather desolate.
We was over at Springfield, and there's where Booth Kelly had their big mill. They built that big electric mill over there. And California Yard and Power Company had their big power plant just across the mill race. Well, all of the sawdust blocks went over to the California Yard and Power Company for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this mill at that time was one of the best in the whole country because they just built it while we was out there. Mm-hmm. It was an electric mill. And it is the first one of those mills that you could have the big monorails that they pick up, you know, tons of lumber, move it. And the graders sat here with a keyboard in front of them and record it. They would control maybe 20, 24 circle saws.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they've got a big, maybe two before up here that's 25 or 30 feet long, let's see. And he would take a look at it, he'd see some knots or something in it, you know, he'd drop a couple of saws there and cut it, you know.
Cut the knots right out.
Yeah, and then if he was wanting lengths of 14 feet or something like that, he'd cut as many of them as he could that way.
They don't do that anymore, I think they just cut the knots in.
There's one job out there I sure wouldn't have had though. See, they bring those logs in there. They're all the way from 3 to 6 or 8 feet through, you see. Mm-hmm. And 50, 60 feet long. Well, they bring down the mill race and they got an outfit that brings them up on the top